I remember the one I remember the day I said it. My wife was like, "You didn't, that one. How you take? Because it was dark. we just drive past the car like this. Yet, all right, those days, I will stand like this. I used to do something in the evening. I just go climb one of those overhead bridges across the Kurudu Express, and just stand there, just be watching cars pass. Phew. And I said, oh, God, now wow, of all this." All these hundreds of thousands of cars go, you miss him. You don't even feed that this guy anymore. Honestly. One day, a young woman asked me, how come you don't have a car? I felt like saying that it kills people. That's why. You've not heard that somebody died in an accident the other day. I felt like saying, Mama, I will slap your face. See, if I have a young man that doesn't have a car, you need the Holy Spirit to come and tell you it's because he doesn't have money. Some of you women, you are begging to be deceived. You know what I'm saying? You are begging for a man, please lie to me. Like, I actually heard a man. He said, that woman is very, very rich. He said, how come she doesn't have a car? He said, the type that she would drive, they never make him. I said, Now, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. But I used to say that, I say it's a matter of time. If I used to tell the Lord, I said, listen, I have no problem with trekking. It's good for my soul. So the only thing I'm just begging you is that when I marry, may you try. If you don't want no problem, now let me go to the good church. I go to bring the tape back for my wife. I'm serious. I was prayer. I told the Lord like that. That was then. What did I say? Life is in what? Phases. I'm no longer in the phase of standing and looking at her. Now, wow, guys, does he drive a car? You don't even give man one. That phase has passed. Amen? And so with all different phases come upon you in life also. A time will come, you wake up in the morning. They say, what was that? They say, that's your new car. That's not my new car. No, I can't drive that. Who wants it? I'm serious. Look, listen. One day I was in Winners. And one man came for school of ministry, like I went. And he brought a gift for Bishop. Very nice little ride. Very, very nice car. A Mazda. And he said something and he presented the car to Bishop. All of us saw it, you know. And Bishop said something. He said, you can understand, I don't know what I'm going to do with that car. I'm already thinking of who I'll give it to right now. It's true. Because by that time, he was already... one brother said once, Bishop came to their school or their church or somewhere, and he came in like 3 Lincoln Navigators. Do you get my point? Mm-hmm. Everybody's driving Sienna now, Quest. That time, that was what Bishop's wife used to bring to church. And he did not buy it to Kumbo. So you now show up and give him one to Kumbo. Very nice little Mazda. Alright, 626 or 929, whatever it is. The Bible says a son honors his father. It's good. It's good. You did that. But publicly, he just said that. He was just trying to explain something. That you can be sure I'm not planning to drive it. I'm already thinking of which of my boys I'll give this one to. That's a stage. And you will get to that stage. Amen. I said, you will get to that stage. Amen. Olainka told me the story of a man who the whole family said, waiting to go buy for a girl. Daddy was bad. Daddy's bed. The whole family gathered, put money together, bought a brand new Jaguar. And daddy covered his face, everything. They reached there. So when the man saw the car, he said, that's a car for the boys, you know. Motor and boys near, you know. And that was it. Thanked everybody. He went away. He never remembered the car again. He didn't enter it one day. As he looked on like that, that was the end. Why? Because the man had reached a level that the day they stole his car, armed robbers collected the car from his driver. The driver ran home. The wife said, if you wake him up to tell him they stole the car, he will sack you. That sleep is more valuable to him than that car. Typical response, when he wakes up, what happened? It's okay, who supplied us that one? Okay, call them whether they have another one. And that's the end of it. Are you getting my point? Yes, sir. Listen, And you know, one thing with God, to do that is not an issue. It's not work. It's more difficult to save a dying soul. To save a man from sin is harder labor for heaven than all of these things. So you can imagine how annoying it is when the Christian wakes up in the morning. My sheet for today is to wash my car that can catch fire and burn. Amen? And God said, that's all you can sow seed towards. Of all the problems in life, that's the thing you can sow seed towards. Of all the things that 57 cents can accomplish, your own, you are sowing thousands towards motor car. Tell your neighbor, that's poverty mentality. Say, now poverty costs sound. Tell the person, now poverty costs sound. More importantly, say, you have been delivered from poverty. Tell the person one more thing for me. Say, don't worry about it. And I mean that as a matter of fact. Listen, people of God, I mean as a matter of fact. Don't worry about it. You should not worry about it. I just feel like telling you things. You will increase in life.
Amen.
I say you will increase in life.
Amen.
A time will come. Listen, your child is leaving home. Maybe he's graduated and I say, okay, finally got a job. Ah, where are you? Where's the office? He tells you, that's some distance. You just call, he says, okay. Tell him to just go. Okay, you don't like the car. Okay, go down to Dana Motors or Carven Motors, the one we have here. Just pick the one you like there, and that's the end. You're not even thinking. So next day, when they say, Junior came in his car, say, he has a car. That is, you will even forget that you gave it to him. You will get to that level.
Amen.
And you will pass that level.
Amen.
Listen to me, whether you sow seeds towards it or not. You know why I'm so sure you will pass that level? You came here today.
Amen.
It's not your seed. It is your attention. Paul said, how did you receive the Spirit? Was it not by hearing coupled with faith? Paul said, that's how you got it. It was hearing coupled with faith. That's how you will endure. By hearing coupled with what? Faith. What am I going to explain? Let's learn to put our labels into things that matter. Nigeria has a lot of problems right now. And these are the solutions to the problems. So start sowing seeds. I mean, you can decide that all these roads in Enugu are too fine. They must not spoil. Say, Lord, I want to sow a seed towards it. The gutter in front of your compound must never be clogged. That's your seed. I don't know whether you hear what I said. He said, this is my street. Oh. Since I cannot clear all the gutters in Enugu, for all these fine roads they just built, the one around this my area, Lord, between you and me, I make a covenant today that as long as I live here, it will never be dirty. If I have to pay, you understand what I mean? You hire boys. Once every month, they come, clear it. Say, what are you doing? This is a sign of what I want for the whole of Enugu. That's a seed. What did I say? That's a seed. What's burning in your heart? A child wants to do WASC, wants to do post jump, wants to do NECO, does not have money. You look at your salary, it's not big. You've looked at your salary, it is not big. So what do you do? Say, Lord, please. We have to do something to make, NECO doesn't have to be free, but at least it can be cheap. Yes? Why does it have to be 10,000 naira? So a parent that has three children going to school must be earning a lot of money, and most of them don't. Say, Lord, is my prayer point. But meanwhile, as I'm praying that prayer, I have a job. I will gather 20 of my friends and I will beg all of them to give me 200 naira a month. I will be saving it. I will identify two children that we can pay their NECO fees. That's a seed. That's what? A seed. That is a real seed. That is a real seed. The seed is not towards how many NECO you go do? Are you getting my point? How many will you do? It's not towards your ability to do NECO. It's to help somebody who can't do it. Do you get the point I'm making? When I was in university, some of my classmates, they did something then. These things are doable. So let me explain them to you. They are doable. Some of my classmates, they started something. I've forgotten the name. And they used to tax all of us. We're all medical students. We did not have money, most of us. You know, students don't have money. No matter how rich your father is, students hardly have money. There are very few students that have money. Some of them, they steal. Some of them, they do strange things. But of the ones that don't do any bad thing, there are very few that have money. There are very, very few. All right? But in the midst of all of that, I remember then, 10 naira was big money. It was. Really, at the time I'm telling you, 10 naira will give you food. No, no exaggeration, for at least 2 complete days. And that's heavy chopping. You know? I don't mean lean chopping. No, there's this kind of eating that you go to the booker. Madam, please give me rice. All right? Say, you want meat? Say, yes. You get elephant liver? No, you're not there. What about monkey waste? You're not there. Now, wow. You get bison. The madam said, which one is bison? You know, that will be like cow. Not be cow, be like cow. Say, not the. What thing I can't get now? You give me my rice, I beg. The truth is that, you know. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, correct, proper chopping. Yet, 2 of my friends decided that because we're working, we're medical students, we need to go to the hospital. So, they identified a lot of patients that didn't have money. So they decided that we should do what we can. Do you know, they levied all their friends 10 naira a month. Every month, Uchi and Emeka will chase you around for that 10 naira. That is, they will be chasing you around, say, Banky, where's my 10 naira? Anybody seeing them, you think you are owing them money. But they will harass you, and periodically they render accounts. So they used to target, I think, one word. That's children emergency. The duty was just go around. Once you look, see a mother that looks like she can't pay, you ask a few questions and we buy drugs. They were doing it. I told the story of one of my senior colleagues. The last time I saw him, he showed me his brochure. Faith Alive Clinics. You can go to Jos and go and check it out. Not fiction. Faith Alive Clinics. Dr. Esiche, that's his name. He believed that medical student and medical care is a fundamental human right. So you know what he did? He decided to provide medical care free for people. So he opened a clinic between him and his wife. He works in the teaching hospital. He's a lecturer and a consultant. I should be a professor by now. All right? They will consult. As they finish treating you, they give you the medicine that they can. And as they finish diagnosing your problem, they give you the medicine that they can, give you a prescription that they want for the one they can't. And you walk away without paying a dime. No, boy. It's not easy. But last time we were speaking, he said, now I've entered into rest. He said, now I don't have to do anything anymore. The typical worldly Pentecostal man would think the guy is very rich now. No, he was still working in that hospital to take care of himself and his family. But he showed me that booklet. A photograph of it showed me a hospital that had 3 floors. 0, 1, 2, you know, 3 floors. Fully built by a mission from the United States for the cost of 100 million naira of a few years ago. The people pay 10 doctors to work there every month. He said, on a monthly basis, our cost in consumables, what are that laboratory consumables, I always say 3 million. Though I think he says 6. I just say 3 so that I won't overestimate. But he said it was between 3 and 6 million naira a month in laboratory consumables. You know what's called consumable? You buy slide, you use it, you throw it away. You buy cotton wool, you buy distilled water, you buy, you know, consumables. Not solid things like microscopes and benches and equipment. Consumables. On a monthly basis for the lab. Some people showed up and said, we have 100 million naira to give you. And he said, I don't take money like that. He said, okay, we build the hospital ourselves. He said, fine. Do me a favor, send somebody to supervise it because I won't go near there. So they ejected him temporarily, leveled whatever he had there, and built the thing in 6 months and gave him the keys. That's what he meant when he said, I have entered into my rest. Do you follow what I'm saying? His colleagues in the teaching hospital, they take turns to come and work there. He mentioned one of my senior colleagues is a pathologist that works for them free. People take their leave. Where are you going? I'm going to Faith Alive Clinics. Get my point? It's a specialist hospital, not a village hospital. No. Are you getting my point? You get there, they do surgeries, they have a fully equipped theater. He said then, the Mayo Clinic, how many of you ever heard of Mayo Clinic? They were sending students to come and do attachment there from the United States, come to Nigeria. Before the days, the level of us now have glow, what's the name of that glow that make, that runs? Glow One. Before the days of Glow One, they came from there and installed VSATs so that he could do live medical conferencing from Nigeria to the United States. When he was telling me the story, he said, listen, I've entered into my rest. I'm at peace now. They begged him, say, sir, why don't you work here full time? We will pay your salary. So that was the last thing they asked him. Because people were donating. And what happened? The story was spread, you know. The gist was just spreading. That's how some people heard. The Baptist mission in America, there was one that heard. And gathered money, gathered everything, and came to see, is this thing really happening? The typical Nigerians, they know. They are not like that. You understand what I'm saying? The typical Nigerian wants to scheme. That person, you are the light of the world. That's something they explain. This guy is a solid Christian. He said, what he's doing now is plotting how to have different Faith Alive clinics in different places. As for that place, that is the wahala don't come off in head. They begged him, say, let us pay your salary. They were paying 10 doctors for him. That those ones are full-time. They are not volunteers. They are paid 10. The rest, volunteer staff that just are glad to be a part of what God is doing. That was when he and I spoke. I said to him, sir, don't take the money. I said, he who pays the piper dictates the tune. He said, very good, thank you. He said, no, I will tell them no. That is, as at then, he returns to go to work in the university and in the teaching hospital on a daily basis to feed himself and his family. Yet, he has such a thriving clinic. Say, patients will come and say, sir, we have been well treated. We must pay. And he says, I'm sorry, this is a free hospital. So finally, when the pressure was too much, he opened an account section and they put a big sign in front of it and said, this is a free clinic. Any money paid here is considered a donation. So you pay anything you like. You come, they will do surgery for you, give you drugs, give you everything, they wave you bye-bye. Some will feel, no, this is not right. On the road, they collect money and go. Give the accountant. Now, why did I tell that story? That was what his reward. And the guy said, we have just started. Now we are thinking of, you know, satellite hospitals. Believe me, if it continues like that, a time will come. When somebody says, I am sick, say, where you want to go? I'm looking for money to go to India. I say, India. Go to Jos. Do you get my point? Why? Because somebody had a dream. And he sowed what? A seed. He said to me, he said, those early days, he said, my brother, it was rough. He said, it was rough. Only my wife and I did all the work, paid all the bills. When GSM started, when you come to a new guy, I said, oh, guy, you don't have a GSM phone. He said, I can't afford it. That is not money now. He said, if I try it, I won't live long. That his phone will ring every 1 second. I said, but at least your wife needs to know. I said, no, anytime I reach a place, I first call her. Tell her this is where I'm staying. Then she'll be calling me there. Because everybody wanted to talk to him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen to my brethren, that is Christianity. The Christianity of give one trouser, God will give you a trouser with 16 legs. Listen, that's poverty mentality. What did I call it? Poverty mentality. That's not your portion. It's not your portion. You are beyond that one. You get my point? Listen, you may not have a house, a car yet, but believe me, you are beyond that one. In fact, this is a commandment of Jesus. He said, don't think about it. If you must pray about it, I'm adding words to the words of Jesus now to make something clear. If you must pray about it so that you can take it off your mind. Otherwise, believe me, you don't have to pray about it. You don't have to. You don't have to. We Christians, we think of things that are bigger than what we will get. Many people have been doing private practice for a long time. Very few of them have anything close to what, in quote, he has. But more importantly, he has a kind of joy you can't get from laboring hard to get something. You can imagine. He said, I don't have to walk there again. He all walks to the place. How you guys doing? How you guys doing? How you guys doing? How you guys doing? He's gone again. People are falling over themselves to donate. His colleagues, that's where some of them spend their leave. They take leave to go and work. Life is not just about money. This one, I must build a house. See, we build a house, it will collapse. What's the big deal? You want earthquake to shake and small just to make a lesson? To make it, give you a lesson? There are people who will buy cars. Listen to me. Some people hearing this will buy a car to be stolen after 18 hours. Somebody may be listening to it. That's what happened to you. Maybe. This may be on CD, internet, whatever. This is what you must hear. The theft after 18 hours is for God to prove to you that all flesh is grass. It's not the devil. I was listening to Pastor Poggi a few days ago. He said something which was striking. He said, the Bible says that the discipline of the Lord is grievous. He said, therefore, many grievous things in your life are not from the devil. Are you getting my point? May you learn your lesson in life. May you learn your own with mobile phone. You get what I'm saying? Some will learn their own with shoes, shirt, wristwatch, trouser. And the trouser one is even very good. You know why? Now, iron. That one you don't need if you'll be feeling very half men. Today in church, you go hear them. Abraham's blessing, Sam. You know, good. Those things don't flame me hot. Abraham, sure, he found that calabana. But I paid my tithe last month now. What did they happen? This Deborah, I rebuke you. I command you, trouser. Join back. Say, oh, they join. What have you learned? All flesh is what? Grass. And the following week, God will give you 15 trousers. By that time, you won't be interested anymore. You understand my point? Because you have learned that all flesh is what? Grass. But listen, nobody can tell Moses that working for God is grass. Why? Because under his watch, he saw the people delivered from bondage into the freedom that God promised for them. I hope you've gotten my point. Yes.